This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. The U.S. has announced it's terminating a 63-year-old treaty with Iran that Tehran used as the basis for bringing a case over U.S. sanctions to the International Court of Justice. That court Wednesday ruled that Washington must ensure its sanctions over Iran's nuclear program do not affect humanitarian aid or civil aviation safety. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo called the case involving the 1955 Treaty of Amity meritless.
Iran is attempting to interfere with the sovereign rights of the United States to take lawful actions necessary to protect our national security. And Iran is abusing the ICJ for political and propaganda purposes. And their case, as you can see from the decision, lacked merit. Given Iran's history of terrorism, ballistic missile activity, and other malign behaviors, Iran's claims under the treaty are absurd.
Pompeo called the ruling a defeat for Iran's effort to interfere with U.S. sanctions and its non-compliance with the non-proliferation treaty. And he said existing humanitarian and safety exceptions to the sanctions are still in effect.
We're working closely with the Department of Treasury to ensure that certain humanitarian-related transactions involving Iran can and will continue.
Washington also pulled out of the optional protocol and dispute resolution to the Vienna Convention on Diplomatic Relations, following a challenge by Palestinians to the decision to move the U.S. Embassy in Israel to Jerusalem. First Lady Melania Trump continued her visit to Ghana Wednesday by laying a wreath at a slave fortress known as the Cape Coast Castle, now a monument.
This is a very special place. I will never forget. Incredible experience. And the stories that I heard from the gentlemen, it's really, really touching. And the dungeons that I saw, it's really something that people should see and experience.
She also visits Malawi, Kenya, and Egypt during a week-long trip. This is VOA News. International efforts to help survivors of last week's earthquake and tsunami in Indonesia are building up at a time when hundreds of thousands are in need of food and water. The official death toll from Friday's 7.5 magnitude tremor and tsunami remains above 1,400, with hundreds more injured. Many more are still missing. Tens of thousands lost their homes. Danny Murphy of the International Committee of the Red Cross explained the challenges facing rescue workers.
Sometimes search and rescue teams and the Indonesian Red Cross first aid responders and doctors have to abandon the ambulance and then walk in order to help a patient or help rescue someone who is trapped underneath the rubble.
More than 20 countries and international organizations, including the UN, as well as private humanitarian groups, are offering help. A Palestinian teenager was killed Wednesday during a clash between protesters and Israeli soldiers along the rest of Israel-Gaza frontier. A paramedic said he was struck by a tear gas canister in the head. Two Americans and a Briton jointly won the Nobel Prize for Chemistry Wednesday for their work on developing new proteins used in a range of products from biofuels to medicine. Among them, George Smith of the University of Missouri.
Am I proud of having cured a whole bunch of people? You know what? You should ask one of my co-winners, Greg Winter, and his lab, hundreds of people in that lab from the 60s to the present, who are way more responsible than me for that.
The other co-recipients include Francis Arnold of the California Institute of Technology and Gregory Winter of Britain's MRC Laboratory of Molecular Biology. Russian President Vladimir Putin Wednesday said the demilitarized zone in Syria's northwest Idlib province is effective and no major military actions are planned. He said the arrangement worked out with Turkey reached last month calls for removal of all radical groups and heavy weapons from the zone by October 15. Mr. Putin also called for withdrawal of all foreign troops, including those of the U.S. and Russia. Meanwhile, the Turkish parliament extended the mandate for Turkish troops to intervene in Syria and Iraq for another year. Ethiopia's Prime Minister Ahmed appealed Wednesday for unity as he addressed a meeting of his ruling coalition. Despite a series of reforms and rapprochement with Eritrea, since taking office in April, he's been unable to quell ethnic violence. He also pledged free and fair elections in 2020 and has welcomed once-banned opposition groups home from exile. South Africa's finance minister testified Wednesday in the judicial corruption inquiry of former President Jacob Zuma, accusing him of pushing policies to benefit the wealthy Gupta family. The Gupta brothers are accused of fraudulently profiting from vast government contracts and energy and transport deals. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.